So I'll be passing the word on to Yumi. Thank you.
Hi. Yes, my name is Yumi, and I'll be introducing the next few presentations. And this next one is from Natasha, of course, Natasha Tenzin, for Anna Winkelmann on how to find your dreams. So Natasha Tenzin was in the first BarberShare coaching training group and is president of the Association of BarberShare Coaches. She will be presenting Anna Winkelmann's talk about how to find your dreams. Take it away, Natasha.
Thank you very much. So, I'm going to be presenting Anna's talk today, as she prefers not to speak too much English in public. Anna was in the second training group and was instrumental in bringing Barbara to Germany. She was one of the first success team leaders in Europe and has led countless teams over the years. So, welcome to our 10th anniversary of the Association of the BarberShare Coaches. We thought we would celebrate and honor Barbara Scher and her Wishcraft and Success Team concept by introducing her teachings, that is, her methods, her tools, exercises, by using a common red thread or a red common thread. In German, this expression is used to connect the dots, so to speak. During the day, we will show you this in the form of impulse lectures, sharing personal experiences and also practical exercises. Individual points of the common thread are rediscovering desires and dreams, concretizing, planning, and implementing, scanners, who are a very special class of people, dealing with obstacles and resistance, and finally, isolation is the dream killer, blockbusters, idea parties, success teams. During our time together, we'll give you a little guide to dreaming. We'll do a practical exercise with you, let you evaluate the results of this exercise with a happiness level or scale, and explain how you can deal with your wishes and answer your questions. Barbara always emphasized that everyone should live a happy and fulfilling life. We should wake up in the morning and look forward to the day ahead. We should do what we're burning for, the things that don't let us go, and what is close to our heart. Her advice was, we can create a fulfilled life for ourselves if we do what we love and we realize our desired dreams, in which our interests, talents, and gifts are shown. Because what we really wish for is also exactly what we need. If we can't have exactly what we're wishing for, we can investigate and find out what the essence of that wish is to bring that into our lives instead. So the question is, how do we get it? We have to learn to wish and dream again. We have to bring our wishes into our lives, and we need an extra portion of support. But how do we know what we really want? There are simple, effective, and deeply touching methods and exercises for this. Since we don't have much time together today, we'll start with a short and quick exercise now. There's a file in the chat with some general notes and a worksheet for this exercise. In the next 5 minutes, please write down at least 20 things that you absolutely want to do or experience, and make sure to do it spontaneously and without thinking too much. The time will start now.
There is a question in the chat. Do there have to be things we haven't done before? And the answer is no, all the things are you love.
So, time's up. So, how did it go? Did you remember the dreams that you'd forgotten? Did you discover new ones? Did you feel like it was easy or was it difficult? Please comment with one word in the chat if you would like to share that with us, whether you found it easy to find 20 things or if you found it difficult. And please take a look at your list of 20 things again and quickly and intuitively write down a number next to each one with a number from 1 to 10. 1 for this wish isn't all that important to me, and 10, which is it's especially important to me. You have another 2 minutes to do this, starting now. So your time is up. Now that you've done this exercise, you may be wondering what to do with this list of wishes and with the numbers. All of the wishes that are rated with a number of 7 or more are very important to you. And you should try to do something to get them into your life as soon as possible. Please make a note of the wishes with the highest number of points, and there may be an opportunity to find some ideas or tips for them during the day. There's another exercise that we've put into the chat for which we probably don't have enough time to do here now, and hopefully you'll take some time to do it soon, because this exercise will also bring you back into your past to bring back the things that really were important to you at that time, and that you can rediscover maybe almost forgotten dreams and find out which of them in which form they still seem important and desirable to you today. Unfortunately, we often forget to listen to our heart as the years pass by, and this is a great exercise to bring that back into your life. I hope you've enjoyed our little guide to dreaming. So where do we go from here? And how do we get what we really want? We need two things, or many things, but main things are know-how, practical techniques for solving problems, making plans, finding a structure, using materials, skills, gathering information, and contacts. These are the external obstacles. Then we need reasonable strategies to deal with the all too human feelings and weaknesses that don't go away by themselves. Things like anxiety, depression, not wanting to leave our comfort zone. These are the inner obstacles and blocks, which are also called resistance and the bodyguard. These are terms that Barbara coined in her time, and we'll be hearing more about that later on as well. And additionally, we need an extra large portion of support, for example, success teams, because the world will often try to dissuade us from following our dreams and desires and also expects us to fulfill theirs. But a success team will encourage us when we're discouraged, comfort us when something has not worked out, lovingly push us when we don't want to leave our comfort zone, help us with ideas and information when we are stuck. It will also celebrate with us when we have taken important intermediate steps and one day have reached our goal. And in addition, we get to support the other members of the team in the same way. So that brings me to the end of our presentation. And do you have any questions? So one question that we've heard often from various clients is what do I do if I don't know what my wish is? And we always recommend the things that you can do are do exercises that remind you of what you love to do, what you wanted to do in the past, and what you wanted to be, and also what makes you happy. Do the happiness levels. Walk around and rate things. Does this color make you happy? Does this flower make you happy? A building? Being out in nature, being at home alone, being with other people. Try to get a feel for what you really care about and what's important to you. Do the 20 things exercise like we just did, or if in some cases it's not enough, do 50 things or 100 things. Keep track of what the things are that are important to you. There's an exercise that Barbara used to always recommend, which I personally found very challenging. It's called the ideal day, where you basically, I see a lot of nodding going on. Yeah, write down everything that you would like to have in your ideal day, starting from waking up. Where are you? Who are you with? Are you having breakfast? Are you going to have, are you going to be inside? Are you going to be outside? What does your house look like? What are your surroundings? Are you going to be working? If you're going to be working, where are you going to be working? What kind of tasks or chores do you have to do? Will you be working with other people, on your own, with animals, with plants, in an industry? Try to note down everything that's important to you and everything that moves you so that you know what to look for. Are you currently in that ideal job, in that ideal day, or maybe you need to change some things to make it a better day for you? Additionally, we have the, wait, I lost my spot. Oh, yes. There's also the ideal job. If the job is your issue, then you can do the ideal day exercise, but for your job. Try to think about, what am I doing? Who am I doing with? Where am I doing it? What do I have in my office? Do I have an office? Am I outside? Am I inside? And finally, also an exercise that we did in our coaching training at the time was we wrote a letter to somebody who was younger than us, giving them advice of something that they didn't know, something, who were we trying to help and why were we trying to help them? And imagine somebody actually, maybe yourself as a younger person, and write a letter to that person saying what you wish they had in their life and how they can get it to be in their life. So Alexandra has a question.
Yeah, I wanted to remark that Barbara was good at digging into what is the core of what you actually love about that thing. And she could put it very directly. Like my lifelong love has always been dogs. So I thought I wanted to be a veterinarian. And she would sort of like, oh God, you know, if I had a dollar for every time somebody said that, but what is it that you love about dogs? Because she said, you know, just because you like sex, so you're going to be a prostitute or what? I mean, what is it that, and how far do you want to take that love? And it took me decades. If I had that knowledge before, plus also what do other people think about it? Because to be a veterinarian, I thought, oh, I'm going to help. But you know, I'm not big enough to actually give birth to a cow, but I thought cows were like valuable livestock. And who wants to back then, who wants to like, you know, treat a little chihuahua? That didn't seem valuable enough to me. But the research about dogs came out decades later of how valuable they are to our, as Barbara knew, because she had enough pictures of self-care. Dogs are wonderful companions for us. And I didn't know for decades, I should have become a behaviorist. I loved their behavior and how they helped us, whether it's lower your blood pressure or become a service dog. And that's the part that I find is the hardest. So I love it. Why is it that, and how do you like that particular thing?
That's right. That's such an important point because she's told us so many stories about, for example, somebody who was already in their 40s and wanted to be a prima ballerina. And maybe it's not the right time in your life to become a prima ballerina. Most of these people have started dancing at the age of 3 or 5 or something like that. But there's something that you love about that idea and you love about that dream. And you have to find out what is that core essence of it and go back into the center of it and see what it is. Is it being on stage? Then maybe join a group for older dancers, or maybe be involved in the theater and help produce such shows, for example. There are so many different ways to have that in your life, but not actually necessarily do that thing that you think you might want, but actually it's just representing a deeper wish that you have within yourself. Thank you very much.